Welcome. It's time for another Chats with Coach Debbie. And today I'm going to address another question on Ask Coach Debbie. These questions come from my Facebook chat group and are asked by listeners just like you. So I'm going to answer this question when we return in just a moment with today's chat. Welcome to this podcast, which is for the willing, Chats with Coach Debbie, a place where you will be influenced to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. And now, on to today's chat. Welcome back. It's time for another edition of Ask Coach Debbie. That is where I take the questions that have been asked in my Facebook group and answer them here in an episode. So today I'm going to be addressing a question that came from Teresa. Teresa wanted to know about carbs, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm going to answer that, Teresa. I'm going to answer it for you and everyone else who can benefit from this. I want to explain a little bit about what carbs are. So I'm going to do that by breaking it down by just how Teresa asked, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So to begin with, the good. Carbohydrates are actually a class of nutrient. There are six classes of nutrients: vitamins, minerals, protein, water, fats, and carbs. So yes, carbohydrates and fats are both nutrients. These are things that our bodies need. They are crucial for health. Carbohydrates are fuel. That's what our body uses for energy. So we need carbohydrates. If you're doing a diet or if there's a program that's eliminating fats or eliminating carbohydrates, they're eliminating nutrients. And that's not going to be for your health. Carbohydrates come from plants, such as fruits and vegetables and whole grains. They are made up of sugar, starch, and fiber. And fiber is one of those things that we typically don't get enough of. So it's another benefit of having carbohydrates. But, you know, carbohydrates also come from other sources. And so what it really boils down to is, what is the source of the carbohydrate? Now, the bad. What is the bad of the carbohydrates? You know, carbohydrates do get a bad rap. When you are talking to other people about losing weight or making modifications in your diet, a lot of times carbohydrates do come up. I remember when I was in my losing phase and I would explain to people what I was doing, how I was dropping the weight. And they'd say, oh, you're doing no carbohydrates or you're doing a low carbohydrate diet. And I'm like, no, I'm getting plenty of carbohydrates. The thing is, it's the source of the carbohydrates. That's the difference. Carbohydrates are not all created equal. There are different sources and there are different kinds. You may have heard of these terms. There are both simple and complex carbohydrates. Now, both of them are good depending on the source. The difference is simple carbohydrates are made up of one or two sugars. These are the carbohydrates that naturally come from fruits and vegetables. They're also, however, found in processed foods like cookies and candies and pastas that are processed. When you have those types of processed foods that are high in carbohydrates, typically there's no vitamins or minerals to speak of. They're considered dead foods. So that's not a good source of carbohydrates. Now, simple carbohydrates break down very quickly, and that's what gives us that very quick burst of energy. Then you have complex carbohydrates. Complex are made up of three or more sugars, and they come from sources like whole grains, legumes, beans, and starchy vegetables. These break down very slowly, and it also results in a longer sustained energy for our bodies. Now, when it comes to weight loss, really it depends on the types of foods, the source of the carbohydrates that makes all the difference. If you're getting your carbohydrates from real whole foods, plants, and in moderation, then that's great. You can get carbohydrates from greens and carrots and broccoli and other vegetables that are very good. They will not be a problem when you are losing weight. You need vegetables. You need those carbohydrates. The thing is that when you have excess carbohydrates, it is stored as fat on our bodies. So if you are consuming more carbohydrates than what your body can burn, the excess is stored as fat. If you are not consuming more than what your body can burn, then your body is forced to burn the stored fat that's already on your body for energy. So that's the key right there, is where are you getting your carbohydrates from? How much? Now you can eat all of the greens and broccoli and those types of vegetables that you want, and it's okay. You need to fill up on those. That's a good thing. That's not going to be more than what your body can burn, and you get so many nutrients from those types of vegetables. So think about the source. What is the source of the carbohydrates that you're consuming? You cannot do without carbohydrates because you cannot do without nutrients. Your body needs them. Now, on to the ugly. The ugly truth is that carbohydrates from vegetables, legumes, fruits, true whole grains, non-starchy vegetables such as greens and kale and celery and carrots and broccoli that all contain carbs are not ugly at all. That's the ugly truth. They're not ugly. The truth is that apples and berries are very good. They are complex carbohydrates and they are very high in fiber. So we need these things in our body. To summarize, to kind of break down for you the difference in how to identify good carbs versus bad carbs is like this. Good carbs are low or moderate in calories, but high in nutrients. They're high in fiber, but low in sodium and fat. Bad carbs, however, are high in calories, like refined sugars and corn syrup, packaged fruit juice, those types of things. They also come in the form of refined grains like white flour, even whole grain breads and such you have to really watch out for, because it may say that, but actually if you read the ingredients, you'll find out that it's enriched. And if it's enriched, if there's anything enriched, that just means that they have put vitamins and minerals back in because they stripped them out. So you really do have to learn to read your labels. Also, bad carbs are low in nutrients, low in fiber, but high in sodium and fat. Now, when it comes to blood sugar, especially if someone is diabetic, you do have to look at the different types of carbs and even within the good carbs to see, okay, what has a high glycemic load index and what has a low. Typically, simple carbohydrates have a high and complex have a low. But you need to look at that, and I'm going to direct you to a website here in a minute that's going to help you to learn and dig into that a little more deeply. Here's something interesting that I learned, and it also is from that same website that I'm about to tell you about. Studies have proven that meat and animal proteins and fats show insulin spikes. So it's not just carbohydrates that people with diabetes need to think about. It's also animal proteins and fats. If you need to know more about carbohydrates and insulin spikes due to diabetes, blood sugar levels, and so forth, I'm going to encourage you to visit nutritionfacts.org. That is a website that I learned about from my holistic nutrition certification process, and it's put out by Dr. Michael Greger. Dr. Greger is an MD, and he went to medical school to become an MD for the sake of nutrition. He has this website that he has put together. It is a free website. Anybody can go in and check this out. He goes back and takes a look at the studies that have been done for the last decades and even back into a century ago to see what have these studies shown. But he goes deeper than that. It's not just a matter of who published it, because some of them are published by very well-known medical journals. But where was it funded? How was it funded? Who paid for it? What was there a particular organization or company that funded this particular study? What type of study was it? And he breaks all of that down so that you can understand it. His website is full of little 5-minute videos that are loaded with information. He's entertaining to listen to. He's a little sarcastic, but it's fun. And you will gain so much knowledge just from checking that out. So I encourage you to do that, to find out more where blood sugar is involved with carbohydrates and also with the animal proteins and fats. So what it boils down to is this. I encourage you to stick with whole food, primary plant type of eating. Primarily plants is what the Lord gave me as a term for the way I eat. I'm not vegetarian, I'm not vegan, but I do consume primarily plants when it comes to what I put in my body. As I wrap this up, I want to just say once again that I am so glad that you're here listening to this. I am thankful for your support and your belief in what I have to share and your trust in me to pour out into you. I truly believe that this is something that the Lord has called me to do, is to share this information with you, and I enjoy doing so. If you haven't subscribed already, please do so, and also share this podcast with your friends. If you are finding any benefit at all, there's probably someone else who might as well, so please share it with them. If you haven't joined my Facebook group, you can find that at facebook.com/groups/forthewillingchats. You go in, ask a few questions, I'll approve you, and then you can join in. If you have a question that you would like for me to answer in an episode in the future, there is a graphic pinned at the top of that group that says what you want to hear. Go in and put in your question in the comments, and who knows, maybe I'll address it in a future episode. Another thing you can do is go visit my website, forthewilling.com, and look under the menu tab of Real Foods. There you will find different experimentations that I've done. I like to experiment in the kitchen, which is a miracle in and of itself because I used to never cook. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like it. And now that's what I prefer. And I have fun doing it. And whenever I experiment with something and find something new that I think that you would enjoy, I post it on that particular blog on my website. So go take a look at it. So until next time, this is Coach Debbie reminding you that you can do anything if you are willing, and I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast that is For the Willing, Chats with Coach Debbie. Until next time, this is Coach Debbie reminding you that you can do anything if you are willing. For more information, visit forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.